Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lakeshland Historical Society. Today I have a story about apples, which was written by James Beard for the Wenatchee World in 1980. In about 1900, the Union Pacific produced a very smart promotional cookbook. It was called The Union Pacific System, 150 Recipes for Apple Dishes, which not only gave many tested recipes, but also suggestions of different varieties of apple for dishes. We can no longer buy many of the delicious apple varieties that were common then. Would that we could still get those Gravensteins, Baldwins, Kings, and Spitzenbergs. I well remember our basement storage room at home being filled with apples to be eaten in the early fall, kept for winter, and used for cooking. We had three majestic Gravenstein trees in our garden that produced crisp, juicy, early apples, rather unexciting for eating, but magnificent for cooking, with a most distinguished flavor they were. Several orchards made a specialty of selecting the very choicest, largest Spitzenbergs and packing each apple in its own little box, which was placed in a larger box. You pulled out your individually boxed apple and ate it with cheese or whatever pleased your palate at that moment. Many kinds of apple pies you can find, some made with sliced apples, some with halved apples, some with applesauce and a variety of crusts. To my mind, nothing was as good as a pie with lard crust and plenty of sugar and butter and maybe a dash of vanilla. Then there were joys of fried apple rings with bacon and the great big baked apples. In looking through the Union Pacific's cookbook, I found a recipe for apple pancakes. They are good with butter and either maple syrup or apple jelly. You might also try them with a sprinkling of sugar and a squeeze of lemon juice instead of the syrup. I think we often tend to overlook their many possibilities in cooking. If you live near apple orchards or in parts of the country where there are farmers' markets, I suggest that you investigate them later in the year when the apples are ready for picking, like now, for you'll probably find varieties that don't appear on the general market. They are well worth searching out. There's nothing like a freshly picked apple with that honest old-time flavor. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.